Hello and thank you for being with us here in New Life. Series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello Rav Leitman. Hello Tal Mandelbaum. Today our subject is very festival. Sukkot holiday, maybe the most happiest holidays of the year. We want to dive deep into this spiritual holiday and see what's spiritual about it. Tal. Yes, it's a very... I must admit that my connection with the holidays, it wasn't a strong connection. When I was a child, holidays was very special. Everything was special. The sukkah. Did you build a sukkah? I grew up in Rehovot. There was a great rabbi there. There was a lot of activity around the holidays. Personally, I remember my father building us a sukkah. Inside? No, in the driveway of the building. And it was very excited. When I grew up, I always look on these activities from the side. I don't take an active part. And it's very interesting. Throughout the years, this childish excitement was forgotten. And I was left basically with the question, what does it represent, the holiday? And I looked for a connection. Of course, school didn't support it, right? No, it was something very basic that everyone knows. But it wasn't enough. Something wasn't enough. Today I feel it. So I can feel an emotional connection, personal connection with this period of holidays, like Sukkot. And I hope with our talk today, we will be able to get into this feeling that it will be more relevant, that we will start feeling that in this holiday I'm going through something, some kind of process, that maybe I'm evolving in a very special way in this period. So I wanted to ask about Sukkot. What is in this holiday that I can take this year somewhere more personal, internal? There's not a lot of songs also on Sukkot. There's Shlomit is building a sukkah. Shlomit is building a sukkah of peace, of shalom. That's why, I know all the children songs about any holiday. If you need something, just ask me. There's also lulav and all the fruits. We see a lot of different items from the Torah. In my opinion, it is a very important holiday. Because it's truly a holiday, a spiritual uprising. When we talked about different holidays, after the last year, we come to a conclusion, some kind of summary. We saw how we need to correct ourselves in order to progress and advance and to return to the Creator. What do we need to improve? And we found that we did a lot of bad deeds. We have a lot of misdeeds. And it was all a result of good days in the past year that we learned about ourselves, how we treat the other, one another. We see that we have the evil inclination, hatred of the other. We disregard them, it's all egoistic calculations. And we come to a conclusion, and we reached Rosh Hashanah. We want this Creator, this force of love and bestow, this be our King. Because He's the most important thing, not this image, corporeal image. this quality, this quality of love and bestow, of giving, warmth, fulfillment. It is respected in our eyes. That's why we respect this force of nature. We see that Creator in Gematria, numbers in the Torah, means nature, Teva. And we want to cling on to it and resemble it. This is what we decided in the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, and this is what we're going to do. That is why we have in Rosh Hashanah strong din and weaker din. Then we have 10 days of tshuva. We see how through our connection we can unite. When we unite as one man and one heart, this is how we correct ourselves. And in accordance with that, we resemble the Creator, which is one. One receives one. And then, when we decide and check ourselves and examine, we draw special lights, shining. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains us how to do it. And a person starts to see what desires in him are he's unable to correct, that I can't make him in order to bestow and connect with them to the others. And what desires I can. I can turn them to the good desires, to bestow good and love and connection, unity. And these 10 days of tshuva, they categorize the parts which are we're unable to correct, and the parts we are able to correct. How we will correct them is through these lights that I attain now, that I can separate between the desires that I can correct and can't. In the Book of Songs, there is a quote about this, that you hug, you embrace the left. Then we see Sukkot, and there's an embrace of the right. What does it mean? Sukkot is a very special shining that comes to a person that wants to be connected with all of the others, and through it to connect to the Creator. To what does it mean to love and bestow, which is the Creator. Creator is love, the quality of love. And then we reach this holiday. That is why we have the 7 days of Sukkot, which is in accordance with the lights that we need to receive. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, Malchut. What does it mean to receive the lights? It is written that I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah. Creator created something evil, not good. What is this evil thing? The evil desire, our ego, that we don't want to connect, we don't want to be good, we don't want to bestow upon others, to connect. Love thy neighbor is the great general rule of the Torah. This we don't want to execute. Evil is what comes against the love of the other. And opposed to that, the Creator created the Torah. We need to understand this Torah. It's not that I have some kind of book on the shelf or in some kind of holy place. It's a special force of nature, which is light. Then I use this light, and all this evil that the Creator created on purpose. I need to turn it into good. From an ego where I hate others, I turn to someone who loves. Until I connect completely, like one person in one heart. And this, so this force that is evil and makes me repulsive from the others, and he switches these connections. This light makes this transformation. Now, what does it have to do with Sukkot? If until Sukkot we dealt with dinim, in this month we figured out we have a lot of evil. It's all rotten. All our desires are rotten. Now in Rosh Hashanah, we decided we want to be in bestow. The Creator, the love, the force of love is our King. Then we see the 10 parts of our soul. What can and can't we fix? Some desires we can't fix. Some we just close them up. We categorize them. We put them aside. And those who we can, we correct them in the days of Sukkot. And this correction, it is the first connection we do. It is done through these lights that come to us, and they are the surrounding lights. And the sign for it is the sukkah. When we build a shadow, we don't want to receive light for ourselves, for our own good or benefit. We want to change ourselves. We want connection with the Creator, this light. We want it only in order to bestow to the others. This is called the righteous tzaddik. He eats only what he needs and the rest he gives to others. I must say, it's very different than what I learned in school. They told us. About the people of Israel exiting from Egypt. Yes, but it doesn't have to contradict. Egypt is our evil inclination. When we are in exile, we are willing and under the rule, the government of Pao, our evil king, our evil desire that the Creator created. That is why he always says, the Creator created Pharaoh. Then we exile from there. This is a sign of Sukkot. We exit there and start to correct ourselves. Well, we received a lot of information now. I just want to make a switch. From having a very superficial part in holiday, I want to dive a bit deeper. Torah doesn't talk about history, only about the correction of our hearts. We need to fulfill it today. And I understood that this correction, it is some kind of conclusion about my relationships with others, if I have this love or not. And throughout the holidays, this is the process. Yes, yes, of course. There's nothing else for us. Everything that happens to us and happened in history, it's all our ups and downs in accordance with this love of, with this force of love, with through this power of this rule of love thy neighbor. This is what we try to fulfill. So if I want to have a connection with the traditional things we have, I need to see it's all about my opinion and my relationship with others. Yes. So let's go back to the sukkah. Once a year, once rain starts, we have to get out of our houses and sit in the sukkah. Why in this period to sit in the sukkah? Well, the size of the sukkah is exactly the size of our soul. Sukkah is, needs to be this high and this wide, and the corners needs to be in a certain way, and how do we do everything? Why are there so many details? Because we have spiritual roots, how our soul is built from powers and forces. Our soul is the force, the desire to receive right and left. And this special connection between them to resemble in harmony between them to the Creator. Also in receiving and also in bestow, I have this activity like the heart, which pumps with beats. All our body works with these two forces, all of our organs. So also our soul works like this. Then the sukkah is built exactly in accordance with the 10 sfirot of the soul. In the soul we have 20. Or yashar, and or chozer, returning light and straight light. But that is why if it's too high, it's not the right size. When there's rules when to build a sukkah, what to put on it, only pure things, which is in order to bestow, and so on. Sorry, what is this soul that you're talking about? Sukkah is representing our soul. Soul means our desire that is aimed for the others. The exact opposite of our evil inclination. Exactly the opposite of what I am now. That is why if a person didn't start correct himself, he has no soul. The sukkah represents my soul, which is your soul is your desire, which is corrected towards love of the others. Tal asked, why are there so many details about how to build the sukkah? Because you have 613 desires. 613 desires. 365 in order to bestow, and the rest is to... All of these desires are in you. You still haven't begun to correct them. You need to find them. You need to reveal that they are all in order to receive. Slowly. First of all, sukkah is a representative of our soul? No, leave that for now. I want to fulfill the Torah. I want to attain my soul. Or I want to reach the purpose of my life. Or to live through the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah. I want to fulfill my life. In accordance with the wisdom of Kabbalah, you are called a beast, like an animal, still a vegetative animal. You're considered like an animal. You still don't have what we call a person, a human. Why? Because a human is someone who resembles the Creator. In what? The Creator is all bestow and love. You start to examine yourself. And you see more and more. You come to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, enter a group, check yourself in accordance with others and friends, and you find that you are all just thinking about yourself. This is how you're built. And also Creator tells you, Oren, yes, calm down, it's true. I did that. I created the evil inclination that I think only about myself. Yes. But, he says, if you now revealed it, you revealed creation. You already have some kind of attainment. You understand that you are all in order to receive. You only think about yourself. It's a self-awareness. Yes, of course. Talk to people on the street. They won't tell you this. meaning you have to learn to attain this. It's through some kind of light that you attain. And then when you reveal it, you're in a state that you say that you're sorry. You say you're sorry for all the faults that you did. You see that you're all evil. But with that, you attained the first part of the sentence. I created the evil inclination. And then, we go on. It is said that he created the Torah. Then you search, how can I change? And this is called Rosh Hashanah, meaning you're starting to change. Creator is your king now, he's the greatest, and through him, through his force of bestow and love, I will correct myself. And this is the decision of Rosh Hashanah, that you're going to correct yourself, a new year, a new degree. A decision to love, yes? Then you start to examine. You need to categorize your desires, all 613. This is 10 days of tshuva, of answers. All your desires, of course, in accordance with the others. Not the fact that you like soup, or like to sleep, or travel. It's all in accordance with your relationship to the others. Everything. What do I examine? Where is it? You examine, is there anything in me that it's for the others? I see no. I see everything. If I think about giving to someone, it's all in my favor. What do I get out of it? It's clear if we examine ourselves. People are naive that they say they're for the good of others. They don't understand how much you need to work to receive this correction from above. But okay, never mind. If you decided that you're going for it, you're going for the 10 days of tshuva, you do special activities, special actions. This special light comes to you every day and every action. And then you categorize these desires and separate the ones that you can't correct and the desires you can't correct, that I don't have the power. What does it mean, tshuva? Returning. There's a hey and vav there. Hey will return to vav. Hey is malchut, because it's the fifth sphira. What is sphira? Sphira is a quality in me. The quality of your desire, your will to receive. And bina is vav. Or zerampin. You can say it's both. That it's the force of bestow. That malchut, my will to receive, will return to the Creator. Creator is zerampin. Translate, please. I examine myself. Am I able? And how am I able in each desire to use it for the others, for the good of others, and not for my own good? This means hey will return to vav. To return, lachzor b'tshuva. And it's and the full meaning. So I check my heart in accordance with others. Yes? That is why in the highest degree only the righteous can stand. All this process is the 10 days of tshuva. It's some kind of self-diagnose. And now Sukkot. Sukkot meaning you're ready for it. You want it. You categorize and separate these desires and you want to be resemble the Creator with all you can. And then, from examining the 10 sefirot, all your soul, all your 613 desires, it's the same as 10 sefirot. Let's say from here to there, it's 613 or 10 sefirot. Now, you start to separate from here to there to 7 I'm confused a bit. I'm dizzy. And our time is almost up. Maybe we'll have to speak more in the future. But take me now, step by step. Now you have some kind of attainment. You came to a state that it is clear to you what you can and can't correct. And with that, you arrive to Sukkot. And what is Sukkot? Sukkot. We see our time is up. Maybe some kind of tip. Sukkot is the light that correct us, correct all the evil to good. And then we reach to the happiness of Torah, Simchat Torah. It is called the light that reforms this light. I wanted to come to bestow in these 10 days. I came back to the Creator in Sukkot. I fulfill it. I use the Torah, the entire Torah, to this finish. I came to resemble what I... This is why I have to stop after. I have nothing to correct. And now I am corrected in the happiness, the Simchat Torah, happiness of Torah. And we need to learn how to invite these lights in the next talks. So, what I understood, Sukkot is the light that turns us from evil to good. Yes? No? All is left is to learn how to do it. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you. Happy holidays. Goodbye.